Hello and welcome to the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode 354, and I am Doug, and I'm joined here with Simon.
I am
Simon, how are
here,
you
Doug.
doing? Yes, you
I'm
are.
a little unhappy. I got something to show you.
Oh, you do? I
I
can't wait to see it.
and look at this, buddy. The people on video, Cherry Coke, Diet Coke version. I
Nice.
am ecstatic. Diet Coke is my favorite drink, but usually I
Okay.
don't drink it on the show because I just drink weird things. First time ever, I've had this in my house for 2 weeks. Awaiting this episode so I can finally crack one of these.
Nice. Well, I apologize for being unavailable for so long. I was in the middle
Oh,
of a move,
yeah.
so I do apologize. I take full blame for not being available.
Man, that tastes so different than Zero Coke.
Well, yeah, you got the cherry in there.
It's very weird. I don't know. Well, see, it's not terrible.
Okay.
But Doug, I also brought you Mexican chicken tomato flavor chips.
That actually sounds pretty delicious. I'm not gonna lie to you.
But I hate tomatoes.
Okay. But
So,
tomato could be like marinara sauce.
or it could be ketchup.
Or it could be ketchup, but I think chicken and tomatoes, I think of like a chicken parm, and I think that's pretty tasty.
These are solidly good.
Okay.
Oh yeah, these are nice. You're right. That does taste tomato-y, like an actual tomato, though.
Okay.
You
That
know, you
is
should get these.
weird.
In... Now, since you have a new place, do you have a Chinese store? I don't know, that sells like Chinese, not Chinese food, like Chinese
Do like a
supermarket.
Chinese grocery? Down the road a bit, there used to be one. I'm not sure if it's still there.
That's where these came from.
Okay.
A Chinese grocer. My daughter picked them up for
Nice.
me. My kids pick me up weird chips. Like, Dad, we got some for your show.
That's awesome that they do that.
So, Doug, I'm
Yes.
having, I don't know how to explain this. As people know who follow me on Letterboxd, I try to keep up with new releases as much as I can. I'm literally dying in January. And
Okay.
I gotta say, February was not an improvement.
No, I will be honest too. I did not see that many new movies in the theater or
Oh,
anything.
I saw them all. I've even caught up on The Goat. I've also
Okay.
seen The Bride. I
I
have
saw The
seen,
Bride.
I've
That
saw The
might be
Bride
on my
too.
list for next episode.
Then I will not say a word. I'm going to
Okay.
cap it at that, but I have put a letterbox review if people want to know ahead of time on my letterbox. So okay, I'm going to be quiet. I'm just
Okay.
hoping things improve is what I was trying to get at.
Yes. There have been some good things. I don't think it's been on any of our lists, but I really enjoyed Sam Raimi's Send Help. I thought that was fun. I thought that was Sam Raimi at his return to blood and guts, gross out form. I like that.
I'm still eating the bacon chip that I found in the little
Okay.
kid there. The tomato ones are better. Hang on. You gonna add Send Help? I've seen that too.
Okay.
Now
I'm not
that's
going to
up
add
to
it to the
you.
list.
You're
It's
in
older.
control.
That's an older film that came out end of January, so.
I don't. Do I ever? Have
Okay.
you seen my list? It's all old films.
That's true. That's
Because
true.
when I made the list for a month ago, or maybe 6 weeks ago, there was nothing out.
Yes, that is
Now
true.
Scream has come out, Bride's come out, Send Help has come out. Like so many films we could have done on this episode, but that's okay. Okay, Doug, I guess it's time to start. And...
Okay. All right, so I guess we're starting off with 28 years later, The Bone Temple, directed by Nia DaCosta, starring Ralph Fiennes, Jack O'Connell, Alfie Williams, Aaron Kellyman, and Chi Lewis Perry. So, do you want to start with this or do you want me
I
to
can
give my
start. I don't
thoughts?
mind.
Go for it.
I gotta say, I quite enjoyed this. I we got my favorite character from the last one. Mary Fiennes has done an excellent job. I thought it was a little slow and not as expansive as the other films, and that makes sense. But when they play, I said, "I am Iron Man." No, it's AC/DC. No, they play Iron Maiden. Don't they play Iron Maiden? Aces High?
No,
No.
they played Mark of the Beast,
Mark of the Beast. I'm
the
trying to remember
Beast,
the song
yes.
they play during this. Did you tell them that we spoil things? I think you did. So I'm going right to the
I
end.
may have forgotten. Yes, we do spoil things in this move in this review,
I
so.
mean, other than that, that scene was friggin' amazing. Absolutely love that whole scene. Rather than that, I just thought this movie was just okay. I enjoyed it. I just didn't do enough for me. My problem is, since something happened, is are people going to figure out how to cure these guys?
Maybe if we get a third one of this run, then maybe yes. We don't know.
Are we supposed to get another one after this, or no?
I think so that Sony had originally greenlit a sequel, a third, but this one did not do well at the box office, so I guess it's kind of up in the air at the moment. But as of right now, yes, third part was greenlit.
Okay, my problem with this is it's not called what is the other one, 28 Days Later, Bart. It doesn't, it just says Bonk Temple. It doesn't say it's a 28 Days movie, so maybe people didn't know.
I think if they saw the first 28 years later, they'd know, but
Yeah, but that's people are like on their phones all day.
that is true, yes.
I mean, they don't read a newspaper like we did when see reader. Remember reading reviews in newspapers? That's the only way we find out what came out that week.
Yes, and I remember being lied to by a few reviews, so.
Really?
Oh yes, I distinctly remember the movie Mary Riley getting a very good review. That was the movie with Julia Roberts about Dr. Jekyll's maid,
I've never seen
or
it.
it was not very good, but it got a 5-star review in my local paper, so
So you think the guy got some free popcorn or something?
it's possible. Anything's possible back then,
Did
but
you know the guy personally by any chance?
no, I did not, but I did
Uh-oh.
read the newspapers back then for movie reviews.
We had no choice, people. There was no internet. Or you had to wear your buddies.
Yes. Or those big tomes like the Movie Hound, movie review guide that had like thousands of pages long and supposedly every movie ever made.
They were pretty close, I think, to if they didn't have, I had the Leonard Maltin guide, and the
Yes,
print
that
was
one
like
too.
this big. And you had to take a magnifying glass to read it.
And you get like a 1 or 2 sentence review of the movie.
Yeah, this is a turkey. Oh, okay, thanks. That was very helpful. So back to this.
Yes.
I think this is going to find a great home on home video. I really do.
Yes.
I think this film will do fine on streaming. I think it's probably done its streaming run by now. It's probably just sitting there on, probably done VOD by now too. It's probably sitting on Amazon or some Sony or wherever
I
their
think
movies
it,
go.
I think it's still VOD. I'm not sure if it's available on just a platform yet.
So what did you think of the acting? I thought it was pretty solid, most of it. I just didn't find them interesting.
I really like this movie. I guess spoiler, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed this. Ralph Fiennes was amazing. I really liked Chi Lewis Perry as Samson, the big alpha. He started off as a stuntman, and this was like his first real ding performance. I thought he was amazing. Jack O'Connell was really fun as Jimmy. And I like that this movie was kind of about how humans can be just as evil as the infected, and you got to watch out for them. I really enjoyed this. I really hope there is a third, because if you've seen this, you know the ending is Cillian Murphy coming back from 28 Days Later. And I like that. I like the development of him having a daughter now. I thought that was fun. I liked it, and I want a third part.
Now, the weirdest thing about this, at the beginning of the movie, they kept saying Jimmy, whatever the guy's name was. I actually looked the guy up because I didn't know who he was.
Jimmy Savile?
Yeah,
Okay.
I had to look him up, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, he was a monster. He was absolutely a monster, but in life, people loved him. People thought he was a good guy. And then it didn't come out how much of a monster he was until after he died. But that was in the 28 years universe, long after the rage infection broke out. So in that universe, nobody knew that Jimmy Savile was a monster.
It kind of reminds me of what's going on in the USA today at times. I find it very similar that somebody's being protected, I think. Maybe I'm totally wrong, but I think they are. A lot of wealthy people are being protected.
Yes, I could agree with you on that, except I think in the US, it's more wealthy business people. In Jimmy Savile's case, he was just a beloved TV personality. So similar, but
Read
different.
your article. People were protecting him.
Okay.
I read a whole article and I'm like, well, that reminds me of something else going on. Very similar.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that. Now, I think this collection of films is very good. And I don't know why more people don't embrace it. Like, it should have its own universe, like the Star Wars universe or the Terminator universe, which is a little bit of a mess, but.
Yes, that is very much a mess
But I
at the
think they could
moment.
tell many more stories in this universe forever.
Yes, I am really hoping though that we get Spike's the end of Spike's story. I really like that kid, Alfie Williams. I think he's actually a really good actor. He had less to do in this movie, but that's because Ralph Fiennes was the lead of this film, not Spike. But yeah, I'm really hoping for this third one to come out, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, do we like? I don't know. I'm just sitting there going, I just like the production value in this. I mean, whoever created that thing at the end just blew me away. That alpha guy is God, how tall is he? Like 6'5"?
At least, yeah. I mean, he's a
Guy is
big dude.
huge.
Yes.
He could totally give me a run for my money.
Yes, probably, I would
Yes.
say. And
So I just.
I guess he's a trained stuntman too,
Well, you
so he
need
could do
trained
all that.
stuntmen sometimes, you know? There are bigger people. Look at having a Burt
Yes.
Ward in Batman. He had no stunt double, went to the hospital like 10 times.
Good point.
I guess that's it. I tried to find something for you, Doug.
Okay. All right. So I guess are you ready for our next film?
I have no idea what's even on this list anymore,
Okay.
just so you know.
Fair enough. Our next film is Mercy, directed
Oh,
by
I did see this.
Timur
Yeah, I've seen it.
Bekmambetov,
Yeah.
starring Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson. I guess it's my turn to go first here. I did not like this movie at all. I think
I wonder why.
this was a 1 out of 5 for me. I'm fairly against AI, so an AI judge jury system here that, granted, it's proven to be, I don't know, not false, but proven to be not perfect, I guess, and that's the point. But I don't know. I didn't really care for Chris Pratt in this movie. Rebecca Ferguson, she's always fun to watch. She just wasn't given a lot to do here. She was basically just a voice. Chris Pratt spent what, 95% of this movie sitting in a chair, not doing much until the very end. The mystery wasn't very compelling. It's something that we've seen plenty of times before in plenty of other movies. I guess the big draw for this was supposed to be the AI portion, but I don't know. Give me Spielberg's Minority Report. Not AI based, but future crime related, and that's just so much better done than this. This is a skip for me. I would not recommend.
Oh, we have so much more to dig in, but Douglas is just glossing over stuff. This film looks terrible. Looks like it was
Okay,
shot in the backyard of Doug's truck.
yeah.
They just used a flatbed and put a green screen up and shot her. Okay. I knew I had better points when I remembered the film, but I remember you're sitting there and Ferguson's talking to him because she's the AI judge. And I'm just like, they have no evidence really against him. Like, I'm listening to the case. And as the story unfolds, you find so many problems with their case. Like, literal problems. And then by the end, she's like agreeing with him almost.
Yeah,
And I'm like,
it.
how can you change your opinion? You're a robot, a literal AI program. You can't do that. Like, I thought I was watching two films. Does that make sense? Like, she seems to
Yes.
go off the. I'm like, what?
Oh,
Like, yeah,
that's
it
script
made,
problems.
like, terrible. The end, I thought, was just a big mess when he finally escapes. I'm sorry, I ruined it. He escapes. It's Chris Pratt. It just proves to me Chris Pratt is boring. I've said that since Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't understand why this guy's a movie star. He's a poor man's Channing Tatum. I'm sorry, I love Channing Tatum. I do not love Chris Pratt. Everybody's like Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, they're ensemble films, and I'm not a huge fan of those either. They're just okay to me.
I guess it, I guess my defense of Chris Pratt, at least in the Guardians films, is that, like you said, they're an ensemble. So you need somebody there for Chris Pratt to play off of. I also liked him in the Lego movie, but that's his voice, and maybe that was the script, because Chris Pratt as a voice in Garfield or Super Mario isn't exciting me. So I think what it is Chris Pratt needs a good script and good people to bounce off of. Here he had neither. I'd be willing to place a bet that Rebecca Ferguson was not reading lines to Chris Pratt for them to bounce off of. I'm betting they were recorded separately completely in this movie.
Oh, I've listened to the Chris Pratt interview about this film. There's a
Oh, yes.
podcast I listen to. Chris Pratt loved this film. They put him in a room every day, and somebody read him his lines, and he read his lines back to them. So Rebecca Ferguson
Okay.
and him were never together. And then he loved it because he could go home every day.
Okay.
I'm like, Chris, you did not sell this movie to me once. Like, he
No.
was so into it, and I'm just like, dude, listen to yourself talk. You know it's over.
Yeah.
You're on the way out, Chris. I think Hollywood's had enough.
Yeah, he needs another Marvel movie to bring
No,
him back to
we
the
don't need
fold.
him back. You're saying Lego Movie. Okay, here's my argument.
Yes.
Lord Miller, Lego Movie.
Yes, no, Lord and
Great,
Miller,
great writers,
fantastic.
great directors. Gun, Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay, Chris Pratt movies without them. Electric State.
No, that's why I never watched it. I'm not a
Number
fan of
one movie on
the
my
Russo
list is the biggest
brothers.
pile of crap of the year.
Okay.
Guess what's topping this year right now?
Right now, Mercy.
Correct. Back-to-back years. Oh, that reminds me. I have to rectify something from the top 10 list.
Okay.
I forgot to give out the Michael Caine Award.
Oh, by all
I'm
means, go
so
for
sorry I forgot to give out the Michael Caine Award for the actor I feel that did the most films for the money. So I'm apologizing to people now. I've done it every year for 10 years. I forgot. Do you have any idea who win this year, Doug?
I'm trying to think of who I saw a lot of last year.
In bad movies.
In bad movies. I mean, Sam Jackson does a lot of movies
This person
for
did four
paychecks.
movies.
You've got me. I am not sure.
Housemaid.
Sydney Sweeney.
Americana. Sydney
Sydney
Sweeney is
Sweeney.
got to be one of the worst actors I've ever seen.
Okay.
And I thought I was wrong until my daughter came home from The Housemaid and she said, "Dad, did you see The Housemaid?" I said, she goes, "She is one of the worst actors I've ever seen." I'm like, "You got it. All right."
Yes.
My daughter's learned from sitting with me to recognize quality acting. Amanda Seyfried, quality actor.
Yes.
Sydney Sweeney, wet noodle acting. Terrible. Christie, Americana, this, and she did one other film, Eden Valley. I think it's
The
Eden.
Ron Howard movie.
Oh, terrible. There's a director. He's just go away, please.
Oh,
So
Ron
there's
Howard's
four
a great.
Sydney Sweeney movies. Combined score, Eden Valley, half a point. Americana, half a point. Housemaid got 2 points. Christie, I gave one.
Okay.
You couldn't even make five in four films. Here's your
Okay.
award, Sydney. Go away.
He's not going anywhere, unfortunately.
Well, listen, Jennifer Anderson's won the award. Tommy Lee Jones has won the award. And next year, I don't know. We'll see. So far, Chris Pratt's winning the award right now.
Well, is he going to be in Avengers Doomsday? I don't
Oh, look,
remember.
I can't wait to get Avengers Doomsday with you. When I'm going to
Okay.
lose it, and we have two Robert Downey Jr. back as Dr. Doom. I just
Yes.
hope that that is something they're throwing me as a left curve, and he really isn't.
Okay.
I
We'll
will
see.
love that. But if they do that, I'm like, no, I don't like when they play two characters in the same universe.
I'm just I have a fear. I don't nothing to support this, but in the comics, Doom never takes off his mask. And if you hire Robert Downey Jr., he's gonna take his mask off.
That's my
And
problem. Now you got it.
I'm not looking forward to that.
I'm not looking forward to that either.
Okay. All right, so I guess
Actually, Doom does take his mask off in FF 280 something. There's a splash page that John Byrne drew. And you don't see his face. He has his mask in his hand in front of him. So his giant hand with his mask into the next page, he's putting it on.
Yes, but
There's
that's also
a
very rare to see in the comics. I'm sure
I'm just
he's
stating, being an
had his
FF
mask off a
fanatic.
few times. That's fair.
Okay, I'm just sorry.
Okay.
I gotta get, we'll get into it later, people. I'm sorry if
Okay.
you're listening for this. I'm just really pissed off about that.
Okay.
And I have some other stuff I'll splice in later.
Okay. A whole diatribe on Doom.
No, not of Doom, other
Not on
things.
Doom. Okay. All right. So I guess are we ready for our next movie? Which
Do we
is,
have one?
yes, Eenie Meenie, directed
Oh,
by
yes.
Shawn Simons, starring Samara Weaving and some other people. This one, I got to admit, I had a real fun time with this movie. I enjoyed the hell out of this. It's not the most intricate movie ever made, but it was certainly a hell of a lot of fun. Samara Weaving. I liked her playing something outside of the horror genre. I would say this was more thriller, more action oriented. I really liked it. She's a woman who gets pulled back into a world of crime by an ex-boyfriend, and she is an incredible getaway driver. And she uses her skills here, and this was a very fun action movie to me. I was a little, I guess, disappointed by the ending, where the boyfriend had to die just because he was the catalyst for her coming back into this world of crime. But I also get why it happened because of the story. But yeah, this was a solid 3.5 out of 5 for me. I enjoyed this.
Wow. Have you heard of this before I picked it? That's what I want to know.
Yes, I had seen a trailer, but honestly, I forgot that it had existed
Yes.
until you put it on the
Because
list.
I want people to know I try to find movies Doug has not seen. And Doug knows I make lists of things I don't think he's heard of or seen. I thought these car scenes were phenomenal. The getaway driving scenes were so much fun. Overall, I did not like the movie at all. I thought it was weak dialogue, weak acting, but amazing car scenes.
Yeah, and that's kind of all you need. It
And
was
I need
fun.
Samara Weaving to do more work. I really like Samara Weaving. I do try to watch her films because I like her. And I don't understand why her career is not at the Sydney Sweeney level. And Sydney Sweeney should be at the Samara Weaving level.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Because, I mean, I think Weaving is just a wonderful person to watch. She gets it. In all her roles, she plays them differently. She doesn't rely on her looks, which are just wonderful. And I'm sitting there going, why are you in these movies? This is not a good film. It's fun film, but not a good film. I like the scenes when the guys are chasing her all the time and she's getting away and that because it works. It just wasn't for me. I did recommend to a friend of mine that loved this film, same as you did. He even thanked me for writing. He goes, I never heard of this. He goes, this is great. You know, I knew you would like it, but it just wasn't for me. I think they need to work a bit more on the story for me. They need to fix up some things. But again, I don't think they had the budget to do what I wanted.
No, and their budget obviously went into the car
Cars, which
chases.
is fine. They put the money in the right thing for me.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just want a better story around, maybe a little bit better acting for the boyfriend. So I thought was very weak cast.
Yes, but again, like you said, I guess the big name would be Samara Weaving for this. And she's not, like you said, on a Sydney Sweeney level, so
Which
she's
makes no sense to me why she isn't.
Well, she does have a movie coming out pretty soon, the Ready or Not 2.
Which Ready or Not One was is great fun.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to the second one.
Okay, let's move along then. I got
All right.
nothing.
All right, so next we have our next Vincent Minnelli movie, which is The Bandwagon from 1953, starring Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse. So I will let you take this one first.
Who's the main guy? Fred Astaire?
Fred Astaire,
Oh my God, that man can dance.
yes, he can.
Oh, I love Fred Astaire. I will not knock Fred Astaire ever. Do you know I did do some more reading because this is what I do when I have 6 weeks to kill. That this is the first time and only time he danced with a black man in a movie?
I did not know that.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know what the hell Minnelli was doing in this one. I mean, he's normally boring. He made this one boring. A musical. Boring as crap for Minnelli. I thought, other than the opening number, which I thought was phenomenal in the bus terminal or the train, was great. Other than that, I thought that's entertainment. Isn't that what they sing like 400 times in this?
Think so,
And I
yes.
think it's the first time it was ever sung. It is boring as crap. Sid Charisse does nothing for me, and she's a good dancer too. And I just found this film lackluster and dull. I was absolutely disappointed in this, but I've been getting disappointed with most of the Minnelli films. Like, are we done musicals yet? Are we almost done musicals with Minnelli? You must have done something else.
What he was known for? He was known for musicals.
I think I've seen all the good ones. I think that's my problem, that I'm
Probably,
digging deep in the catalog trying to find things now. But don't worry, people. Doug will tell you we're working on Barbara Stanwyck too, so maybe we'll get there. I'm making Doug watch bizarre Barbara Stanwyck movies. So, I again, another lackluster Minnelli film. That's the best way I can describe this. It was a dud at the box office, and it was a dud at my house.
Yes. Again, I really have not been enjoying the Vincent Minnelli movies we've been watching.
Sorry, buddy.
That's fine. I was kind of excited when this was going to be like an adaptation of the Faust play,
Yeah.
but no, it just really didn't. It really didn't do anything for me. I will be honest, I am not as well versed in Sid Charisse films.
I'm neither am I.
I've definitely seen more Fred Astaire than I have seen of Sid Charisse, but I was familiar with the name. Seeing here, I'm not sure that I would want to go deeper on Sid Charisse.
I
Just
wouldn't,
from
but
this
who
one
knows?
film, maybe I'll give another one a shot. Maybe I'll look up, try to find out what her most famous role is, and then I'll see that one. But just from here, she was fine. She was very good dancing, but the acting kind of left me cold. Yeah, this was another miss for me from Minnelli. I think I gave this one like a 2 out of 5.
I think being generous, I think I gave it the same.
Okay.
But it just wasn't good.
Okay, I guess our next film is from 1945. It is Operation Burma, directed by Raoul Walsh, starring Errol Flynn, James Brown, and William Price.
Yeah, both master thespians that we've never heard
Yes.
of again.
No, but you had Errol Flynn. He's a big name.
Oh yeah.
This movie, it was fine. I didn't think it was fantastic. I didn't think it was awful. It felt I kind of tame is the way I would put it. It was because it was made in 45 and it's a war film, they couldn't really do the violence justice of war. The one older film that we did for this podcast that I still think about, I think it was called like The Metal Helmet or so there was a helmet in the title. I will have to
Did I
look it
pick
up.
it?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I can't remember. I apologize. I watch
Yeah.
400 movies a year. I
But
don't always remember.
This one, it was directed by Sam Fuller. I'm looking it up
Okay,
now.
I will continue on about Operation Burma.
Yeah,
They said
you
this
do
was
that.
based on a true story, I think. So I guess it really did happen.
I guess so.
I find it just took too long to get to where they were going. Like, come on, let's go a little bit faster, please. Do you know what I mean? Like, they could have
Yes.
cut out. I think it's a 2 hour movie. They could have been down to 1:30, no problem.
Yes. And like you said, the actors just weren't,
They were like, okay,
they weren't fine.
come on in. We got Arrow, we're good.
Yeah.
You guys just come. It was like a bunch of no names, as far as I was concerned. I don't know any of these guys are in Errol Flynn.
Yeah, me neither.
Fighting a bunch of non-distinct Chinese people. Japanese
Yes.
people, sorry.
Japanese. Yes.
Japanese people. And I don't know, I hate to tell you, Doug, I only have one more movie in my Errol Flynn War Box collection.
Really? Okay.
There's only one left, so it's the one that thing. But I just went, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta give Errol credit. He's never bad.
No,
I
he's not
always
bad.
enjoy Errol. He seems to did exactly what he was supposed to do. Another job. He liked this movie. And of
Okay.
course, when I have lots of time, I read about the movies and I remember stupid things. He really enjoyed making this one.
Okay.
I think he probably got a nice free trip somewhere, so he kind of liked it.
Just
This ate
because it
up.
was fun to make doesn't mean it's a good movie. Like,
Yeah,
I'm
I
sure.
agree. I wish there was more to talk about, but there's really
Yeah.
nothing happens till the last half an hour. Like anybody
Yeah.
watching this, I tell you, literally put it on fast forward, wait till they get to the hill and start digging in and watch the film from there. and treat it as a half an hour short film, and I think you'll like it.
Yes. And I did look it up. The movie I was thinking of is called The Steel Helmet from 1951, directed by Samuel Fuller. It was about the US GIs who like
I put this on the
hunker down.
list.
Yeah, they hunker down in a church and they're
I don't even remember.
surrounded. I remember that one. That one was really good. This one, not so much.
That's all right. Like I said, people, I love old movies, as Doug will tell you. I have a huge old. Why? Because I've seen all the new movies. I need to find things I haven't seen. So I have to dig deep. Or new movies I have to, like Edie Media, I have to impress Doug with that I knew it existed.
Yes,
And
that
that
is
was a
true.
Disney Plus dump, the Edie Media. That's where it was
Yeah.
on.
Yeah, I think it was Hulu here in the States, but Hulu and Disney Plus are pretty much the same thing here, so.
Yeah, I think Hulu used to be like a Major League Baseball site. And that's what Disney
Okay.
bought just for the, I guess, the guts of it. And they
I know
converted
like
to Hulu.
ESPN, they're all bundled together here in the States, so.
Not here.
Okay.
Because we don't have ESPN here.
Okay.
And I don't have Hulu here.
Okay, but Disney Plus, it's the same
We have
from
Disney
what I'm
Plus.
seeing,
We
yeah.
get exactly the same shows that you do, I think. I presume so.
All right. Are you ready for our next film, which is
Hold on.
actually
I'll go
this is
sidetrack for a bit.
okay.
Since people always seem to want to know what I've been watching, I'm up to seven. I'm on season. I finished first six seasons of Supernatural.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did watch December. I finished off five. I've now finished off six, and I'm working on seven. I hammered out three seasons of Big Bang Theory. I stopped watching Magnum at season two. I watched two seasons of Magnum, so that's what I've been watching TV wise, because there's really nothing I want to watch. Do we
Get that.
discuss Wonder Man? Have you watched Wonder Man yet?
I have watched Wonder Man. I feel like I am very much in the minority in the fact I did not really like Wonder Man.
Oh, dude, I'm on board
Okay.
with you 100%.
Okay.
I hated Wonder Man.
And this is maybe my bias going into it. I wanted superhero stuff in my superhero show.
Weird. How would you want that, right?
And I feel like with everything I'm reading on the internet, I'm wrong for wanting
No,
that.
I think you're 100% correct. I didn't watch this movie to watch a character study.
Yes.
What this one showed me is that Abdul Rahim III, is that his name? Do I have his name
Yeah,
right?
Abdul
That's
Rahim.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Dull.
Martin the
I can
third. Yeah.
only say dull. Ben Kingsley was doing circles around him.
See,
I mean,
I'm the opposite. I actually liked Yahya a lot in
oh
this.
God,
Normally,
no.
I find him very wooden. I think he's a
Yep.
very wooden actor, which was perfect for Watchmen when he was in
Never
Watchmen.
saw it.
Oh, Watchmen is excellent. I highly recommend that. Here, I thought he was more animated. He was fun. Ben Kingsley, I'm just tired of that character. I never liked that
I
character.
love that character.
I never liked that character from Iron Man 3. I didn't like him in Shang-Chi. I didn't like him here. I'm just tired of this Ben Kingsley character. But I guess if you're Marvel and you have Ben Kingsley, you got to use him.
But I love him. I love Ben
Okay.
Kingsley. I love this character. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So that's kind of funny, but we both had the same same issue.
Yes.
That
Yeah.
the movie is
No.
just.
I think there was what, one fight scene in the entire series, and that was like three thugs trying to get money out of Ben Kingsley's character, and Simon Williams steps in and doesn't even really fight that much. It just, I don't know. I expected more of a superhero show from a superhero show.
I agree. I thought the end was pretty predictable. the last episode. I'm like, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, just what was going on? I'm like, we could see what was going on ahead of time.
Yes.
I kind of went, okay.
Yeah,
Well, back to the
not my
show, I
favorite.
guess.
All
Yeah, I'm
right.
looking forward to Daredevil at the end of the month.
See, I still haven't finished the first season of Daredevil Born
On
Again
Netflix?
on Disney.
Oh, I've
I
watched
watched
it.
all three of the Netflix seasons, not the new Disney season. I haven't finished that.
Who better catch it, Doug? It's 2 weeks
Guess
away.
so. All right, so our next movie is Solaris from 1972, directed by Andrei Tarkovsky, starring Donatas Banianis and Natalia Bondarchuk. I guess I started with Burma, so you could start with Solaris.
Very kind of you. This movie, oh my God, after the junk I've had to watch up leading up to this, I think I watched Mercy then this. I think that's the way my day
Okay.
went. What a delightful film. Oh my God, well shot, well acted, beautiful cinematography,
Yes.
heavy reading, heavy thinking. Oh my God,
Yes.
this film makes you think. What the hell is going on a lot of the time? It is a little confusing. I think I started to get it. I did have to Wikipedia because I think I might have. Sometimes the translations I find don't give me what I need. Maybe there's not words we have in English. And
Okay.
once I wiki, I got, I'm like, okay, I got it now. I still like the film without reading the wiki. I want that stated, but the wiki helped me
Yes.
understand what I was watching. I think at times I get confused sometimes, like, you know, you're trying to read and they say something, and when I finish reading, they're on a different part. I'm like, what do I think? Absolutely. I couldn't believe the end of this film was amazing.
Yes, no,
It
this
blew me away at the end.
I want to say something highfalutin, like
Go ahead.
you can enjoy this movie without the subtitles just by
I agree.
looking at the visuals.
I 100% agree.
But it's true. I mean, Tarkovsky is a big name in cinema history because of stuff like this. It is absolutely gorgeous. I do want to dive more into his
Oh,
filmography. I
we
think.
will be. This is my goal this year to finish off
Okay.
my Tarkovsky films. Just so you guys know, Doug has convinced me. Just in by him buying Criterions over the years, that I classify myself as a cinephile. I really should. Why have I not watched this all this guy's films?
Yes, I
What's
remember.
stopping me? It's like Agnes Varda is probably coming up eventually at some point. I have not watched
Okay.
Agnes Varda. Why haven't I? Why
Yeah.
haven't I not dug into Agnes Varda? People love her and tell me I will. What am I doing wrong? You know what? I'm being lazy and don't want to read. So
Okay.
what really kicked this off was Parasite.
Okay.
And I will say
I get that.
Parasite, enjoying that so much, I've started to watch more foreign film and
Excellent.
trying to
Okay.
make myself watch at least, I'm hoping to put one on an episode. I'm not saying I'm going to guarantee it for the rest of the year, but I'm trying to open up my world a bit more.
Well, I will let you. I have on our next list, I have two foreign films
Well,
listed.
I need to read more.
Okay.
I think there's a world of cinema that Canadians and Americans, maybe North Americans is a better term,
Yes.
need to get out of their box.
Absolutely, yes.
We don't control the film. I mean, French New Wave, there's so many films I haven't seen still.
That is one I saw in college. I saw a handful of French New Wave films. Didn't like them.
Oh, same.
I do want to revisit. Like Breathless, I know I watched Breathless. I hated it when I watched it. I've only seen it the once in a college setting. So it's like, in a classroom with other students. I want to give Breathless another go. Maybe I'll put that on next episode
Are you
to.
sure we haven't done it?
I don't know. I haven't
I
checked
think
on
we
that.
did do it.
Okay.
That's the only one I've seen of his films is Breathless, and I friggin' loved it.
Okay.
I'll watch it again. If we haven't done it,
Okay.
I'll be more than happy to sit through Breathless again. It's just I cannot believe you hated Breathless.
No, I really
Oh
did
my
not like
God,
it.
it's so beautiful.
I believe you. I just it for some reason it just came across as incredibly pretentious to me.
So is Solaris, to be honest. This is very pretentious.
No, it 100% is. And I remember I watched this Solaris for the first time after watching the Soderbergh remake of it. Like, I saw the Soderbergh remake with George Clooney in the theaters, and I was like, oh, I want to see the original. So that's when I hunted down Solaris, and that was, Jesus, I was in college 25 years ago. Rewatching it now, I think this is just as beautiful, just as lovely, just a gorgeous thing that a gorgeous movie that makes you think. And yeah, I love it. I absolutely 5 out of 5 for me on this
Me
one.
too. Me too. I
And
just think he gets something out of actors I don't see. The only Kubrick does the same thing for me. He gets something out of his actors and shoots so differently than anyone else. And I don't think Tarkovsky's Kubrick's, please do not yell at me and phone me and send me
No, yes,
emails,
I
are
get
very different
it.
directors. But people get out of your shells and go watch these films.
Okay, I just looked on the extrafeatures.ca
And
website.
it's not there.
Breathless is not there, so
Then that's up to you. Put it on. I have seen it though.
I'm gonna put it on the list. I've seen it too, but maybe I'll like it this time.
I doubt it. If you, I just love that film, so I'm
Okay.
shocked.
I was very, I guess, pretentious myself in college.
Well, aren't we
So,
all pretentious at 21, 22? We think we own the world.
yes.
I mean, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. We think we're king of the world at 22 to 25.
Yes, and now I've had, 25 years of life experience after seeing it. So maybe I'll see it again and I'll change my mind. But so now there will be 3 foreign films on our list for next one.
I'll put some
And
time aside for that.
one of them will be Breathless.
That's
So
fine. I will rewatch Breathless.
okay. All right, so our next movie is Never Love a Stranger, directed by Robert Stevens, starring John Drew Barrymore, Lita Milan, and young Steve McQueen in this one.
Had to remember what film this was. Yes,
Yes,
available
this
on
is.
YouTube, people. Just it's a tough film to find, but it is on YouTube. That's where
Yes.
we both found it on YouTube because Doug said he couldn't find us, and it's on YouTube.
Yes, and that is where I found it. This one, it was okay. I don't think this was an amazing film. I could see how Steve McQueen would grow to become the star that he was. Every time he's on screen in this movie, he's magnetic. You just can't help but look at him. But all in all, the story I thought was it was just okay. They're lawyers taking down the crime syndicate. I think I'm thinking of the right movie. Just want to make sure I'm not confusing it with the movie we're doing next. Let me just see here.
Sorry,
And
do you want me
yes.
to talk about it now?
Yeah, go for it.
I think this film was no, I like the shooting style. I love the locations. I find when it goes indoors, I have more of a problem with the film. I like the outdoor shooting a lot. I think Steve McQueen is lovely in the film. I think he's very good at what he does. I like the guy that plays the bad guy that discovers he's Jewish at the end of the film. I can't believe that was a problem, 1950s. Being Jewish was not okay. I'm like, really? Oh, okay. Maybe in the 40s? I don't know. Maybe it was doing that. But I thought the film did its job. It had some ups and downs. The woman was okay, his girlfriend. She was fine. I thought it was weird she was still, what am I thinking? Pining for the other guy. Steve
Yes,
McQueen's
because
sister.
he was away or maid. I thought it was his
Was
maid.
this his maid? I can't remember now. It was ridiculous. I thought that whole storyline was like, okay. And of course, she ends up with the bad guy. And I mean, like, this film's just what we expect from 1950s. A lot of mob stuff, this and that. I mean, is it great? No. Is it terrible? No. But Steve McQueen is excellent. I do still love Steve McQueen.
Oh no,
I wish it was more
absolutely.
of the fighting style. I thought it was going to be more of a fight movie. Like West Side Story when it starts off. And it totally does not go that way at all.
No,
I'm going to
not at
get on a
all.
train and leave. What? Wow. Okay. I don't understand how this guy in the 50s couldn't make anything of himself. He had to come back. I mean, there were lots of jobs out there.
But like because he was Jewish, and I guess that
But he
really was
wasn't
a
Jewish until he
big
got
thing.
back. Remember?
It's been a while since I've seen this
No,
one.
you're
I
right.
will
You're
be
right.
honest.
He finds out he's Jewish earlier, and that's what sends him off. And I'm like, what? Who cares? I never stood that was an issue because Steve McQueen was Jewish and he
Yeah,
seemed
and
to
he
do
was
just fine.
successful. Yeah.
Came a lawyer. So that's just a weird crux.
Yes, but this was
So
also the 50s, right after World War II, so
maybe if it was like Russian, I would have given it with the communism thing. I might have understood it a bit more. Okay. Well,
But
just so you know, Doug, there's only one more Steve McQueen movie.
oh, really? And then we've done it all.
We've done them all. So Steve
Oh,
McQueen will be
wow.
done. Buried. No more Steve McQueen for you. Well, I've seen them all. That would be the last Steve McQueen movie I have to see.
I still have, like, there are some that I'm sure you've
Well,
seen that
then
I
you're
haven't
on
yet.
your own.
All right, so I guess we're up to our last movie of the episode, and it's your Barbara Stanwyck movie. It's The Locked Door from 1929, directed by George Fitzmaurice,
Ooh.
starring Rob LaRocque and Barbara Stanwyck.
Ooh, I do know who that is.
Yes.
You're up.
Okay, this one, very melodrama on this movie. It was I don't know how else to describe it, but it was a melodrama. I was surprised at the attempted rape in the beginning of this movie. But luckily they crossed the international lines in the water. And the cops were able to stop the rape before it happened. It did get pretty dark. It seemed pretty believable that this rich, powerful person could attempt a rape and then still be okay years later when he shows up in her life again, this time dating is, I forget, was it her sister or her husband's sister? I forget the exact relation, but he shows up in her
I can't
life
remember now.
again. And it was a decent melodrama. I don't think it's a movie you have to track down and
Oh,
see, but if
God,
you
no.
want to, it's on Tubi. It's definitely a 2 out of 5, but Barbara Stanwyck, who doesn't love Barbara Stanwyck? I love her.
I think we gotta see. Look how this is what 1932, isn't it? It's
29, I saw.
story 29, based on a play and shot like a play. This is not shot like a film of anything we've seen. You could tell they have no idea what they're doing yet. Literally, it's just this play sets shot. I mean, maybe they have a, they maybe actually used a real boat, but who knows? I think that's still a soundstage.
Well, probably, yeah, in the 20s, I would say,
And I'm
yeah.
sitting there watching this going, this is no depth to this film. They haven't figured out depth perception yet. It's
Okay.
literally close up, far away, side shot that you get the whole room. I'm like, it's kind of dull. Now, let's break this down. They said the guy was dead, did they not? Numerous times.
Don't
They go
remember
to
that. I
check him in
remember.
the bed. They
Yeah.
go to check him, right? The
Okay.
cop comes and you killed him.
Okay. Yes. They do say he's dead.
Okay.
But I
They
thought
have
maybe
no
he just.
lawyer they call. Like, where's the lawyer? She just blabbers out, no lawyer. Then they go get the switchboard lady, no lawyer. Did you have a problem with that basic concept?
It was the 20s, so and like I said, I saw this movie as a melodrama, so I kind of threw realism out the window while watching this, just looking for high emotional stakes, I
Well, there they
guess.
are.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think Barbara Stanwyck is kind of unrecognizable for me right now.
Okay.
And she looks so young. Doesn't look like Barbara Stanwyck to me. Because, I mean, Double Identity, I'd say, is probably the first movie I saw with Barbara Stanwyck I can remember. And
Yes,
that's
yes.
20 years later. So, I mean, she obviously has a different look. I think she's solid in the film. But I think the lead actor is solid too, the lead male actor.
Rob LaRocque
I think he's fine
as
too.
Frank.
My favorite guy's the butler. I
The
like
but
the
okay.
supporting characters a lot. I like the butler's good. I thought the receptionist was good. What the cops checking the apartment was ridiculous. I'm like, if they think she did it, why are you checking all this? Like, it's just they're. And they kept berating her, and I'm like, that's just, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me doing that.
It's also the 20s and 30s where, men treated women that way.
Awful, awful.
Yes.
But this is Barbara Stanwyck's first film, I think.
Okay, I didn't
I
I
think
did
it's
not know
very
that.
early. Well, it's the earliest one I could find that I could
Okay.
find a copy of. So, what do you think? Should we continue? I did. I've watched the next one already. Which is
Okay.
a 10 cents for a dime, which
Yeah,
is a
let's.
lot more Barbara Stanwyck. You can see her. She's still a star in that one. It's not like she's a minor part. So we'll, just
Yeah,
so people
I'd be
know,
interested in continuing
we're
Stanwyck.
probably, well, I've kind of, we got, Steve McQueen's just got to be wrapped up, and I thought maybe we
Yes.
could slip some Stanwyck in for McQueen.
Okay.
And Errol's going to be popping in just here and there.
Okay, some
Because they
more
just had
Errol.
Errol the
Okay.
Finnick. Because people got to know, I do have a box that I picked up a garage sale and had five war films I hadn't seen. So I said, well, you know what? We're going to get these done. Because Doug was not enjoying the 50 bad B movies in any
No,
way.
not
So
really. I'll be honest with you.
we're taking a little break from that. Not saying they're
Okay.
not coming back. If I need one, I will go get it.
Okay.
But I'm trying to slip in some other stuff. And Tarkovsky's just for me. So, people, I hope you like the show. Email us at
Yeah.
extrafeatures@gmail.com. Find Doug as D. Hayner at on Letterboxd.
Think I'm Doug Hayner.
I don't know. And then there's some other
Yes.
chick on the show occasionally. It's you'll find her through Doug's thing. I don't know. She's on the Oscar show. She's gonna
Yes.
lose, and we don't have to do Monster Ball. If you want to hear me go on about how bad Monster Ball is, check that show out. And before we let you go, we have one more segment to do.
Yes.
What did you buy, Doug?
I moved recently, so I haven't had a lot of time or funds, but I did pick up, and it's blurring, Excalibur on 4K, the John Borman film, and it's actually one I've never seen, and I'm really looking forward to watching.
Oh my God, when we first got, you pay for movie channels,
Yes.
Excalibur was on mine every day
Okay.
when I was a kid. So I seen Excalibur a bunch of times.
So that Helen Mirren, I saw Liam Neeson's in
Yes,
this.
yes. I can't, yeah, see, here's where people gotta understand. I don't think I'm 10 years older than Doug. I think I'm about five or
Don't think so.
six.
Yes.
And that 5 or 6 years is a bunch of films Doug never saw.
Yes, Excalibur being one of them.
Yeah. So that separate vacations I remember being on all the time. It
Okay.
was just, I cannot remember anything about separate vacations at all, but I remember it being on all the time. This is when we had like three or four movie channels and they would just play the same movies all day. So you could finish like half of Separate Vacations or Excalibur and then pick it up later in the day if you're a thing.
Yes.
And we all had VCRs back then, so we were taping a ton of stuff. Or if you're like me, you just hit record and left the room, start at the beginning of the film, and just pick up three or four movies
Oh,
on
yes.
this. So then I would just watch whatever it picked up that day.
That's how I saw Beastmaster so many times because it was on HBO all the time.
Okay,
So I've seen
last thing.
Beastmaster. Yes.
I haven't seen this guy since, oh God, high school. John, I'm sorry, John, if you're listening to the show, I cannot remember your name, but reach out to me at extrafeatures@gmail.com. He had HBO in his building in Canada. So we
Okay.
watched Empire every time we were over at Empire Hot. So I got to Empire so many times because of his building, they gave him free HBO.
That's awesome.
And if they make it,
We will watch it when I am available, and I apologize for taking a few weeks off.
thank you, Doug. Bye bye.
Thank you, Simon. Goodbye, everyone.